In Utah, convicted bigamist Tom Green was sentenced for child rape. The crime stems from Green's marriage 17 years ago to a 13-year-old girl who remains a loyal wife. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Tom Green is already serving a 5-year sentence for bigamy for his very public flaunting of polygamy, which he has labeled a religious practice. In fact, plural marriage was embraced by the founding leaders of the Mormon Church, but later abandoned. Still, it persists among thousands of people who might echo the words of Dick Morrison, waiting yesterday in a courthouse hallway for Green's latest hearing.
The guy's put in prison for practicing his religion. If you look at the guy's life, his family, his loyalty to his family, the loyalty of his family to him, there is no reason in God's name why he should be in prison.
Green himself was not so defiant. A year in prison, he told the court, has him thinking about his behavior and his religion. He's sorry, he said, for illegally marrying his wife Linda at the age of 13. Convicted of child rape, Green faced a possible minimum sentence of 15 years. Defense attorney John Booher argued a relatively benign motive for the crime.
That it was not a crime of sexual gratification. He was not a sexual predator. He was actually, really, honestly trying to start a family. I wasn't trying to justify it, but I wanted to show that it's not like a typical man that's engaged in this kind of crime. It's different.
Linda Green testified that the marriage was her idea, that she was not coerced, and that she still loved her husband. Prosecutors called her a victim of the so-called Stockholm syndrome, in which the abused sympathized with their abusers. They portrayed Tom Green as a serial sexual predator who had 7 plural wives, 13 to 16 years old. But Green received the lightest possible sentence of 5 years to life. Prosecutor David Levitt.
People in the state of Utah simply do not understand and have not understood for 50 years the devastating effect that the practice of polygamy has on young girls in our society. Whether or not this court sees that is immaterial. The ball is rolling. Time will demonstrate that this society will understand that the practice of polygamy is abusive to children, is abusive to women, is abusive to society.
The actual length of Green's imprisonment depends on a psychosexual evaluation. If it labels him a pedophile, he'll find parole elusive. He may also get some company. Utah's attorney general is preparing the state's next polygamy prosecution. It involves a 16-year-old girl who says she was forced to marry a man 19 years older. Parents and religious leaders who sanction such marriages may also be targeted, which encourages Douglas White, an attorney for an anti-polygamy group.
You've got a child, the parent, and the religious leader over here. If you don't have that triangle, you don't have the growth of polygamy in Utah. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you want to get the knockout blow on this entire abusive problem, then yes, focus on the little girls. I totally agree with that.
Prosecutors say they won't target consenting polygamous adults who've broken no other laws. Tom Green's 5 wives and 30 children have abandoned their ramshackle collection of isolated trailers in the desert for a suburban fourplex. The state supports them now, and they're getting help from an unexpected source, prosecutor David Levitt. They're victims, Levitt says, who deserve kindness. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.